From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Before space shuttle flights can resume, NASA needs to solve a daunting technological problem: how to repair damage to the craft while it is still in orbit. Investigators believe that a crack in the leading edge of Columbia's left wing led to the shuttle's breakup on February 1st, and now engineers are developing a strategy for repairing this brittle and hard-to-reach shuttle component. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The leading edge of the shuttle's wing is essentially a ceramic called reinforced carbon-carbon. In order for engineers to figure out how to fix it, first they have to know how it can break. Judd Diefendorf, an emeritus professor of engineering at Clemson University, says it turns out there are a lot of different ways, just like there are plenty of ways to damage a car.
You can get gravel thrown up by another car and ding your car and make you mad. And that's sort of similar to the micrometeorites that come flying in. And they actually punch a little hole right through the material, like a bullet hole, but tiny, or depending on its size.
The material can also chip. A strike from debris during liftoff can put the segments out of alignment, creating dangerous gaps, and the material can fail internally.
You can get what's called a delamination, which is not very visible. And then in addition, you can get cracking, which you can see. And the backside frequently has more damage than the front, which, you know, usually you can't see.
Given all these possible types of failure, no one technique may work for everything. NASA has been convening experts from around the country for nearly a month now to brainstorm ideas. Three principal ones have emerged. First, Diefendorf says, is a paste or similar filler to plug holes and find cracks.
The other things, for example, could be like cover sheets, where you wrap a sheet around the hole leading edge and attach it.
This would probably be a sheet of metal, like titanium, covered with a coating to prevent it from melting during the blazing heat of reentry. This wrapping could be anchored to the top of the wing, wrap across the front edge, and then be attached to the wing's underside. Diefendorf says a third concept would be to develop a material that could be pumped into the hollow wing behind a damaged spot.
So you fill it up with a lightweight sort of foamy type material or something along that line.
The idea would be to prevent searing hot gases from pouring deep into the wing and destroying the structure, as happened to Columbia. The next question is just what these materials would be. Mark Short, director for structures and materials at NASA's Langley Research Center, has been thinking about that.
One of the ideas that's out there is we use what's called an ablative material, and that is a material that, as it reenters, might actually burn up a little bit, as opposed to just solely resist the heat. And the ablation materials, that's the same sort of materials that were used on heat shields for Mercury, Gemini, Apollo. It's that sort of technology that we would use in terms of fillers for just a quick fix.
It only has to last until the shuttle gets back to Earth safely. Whatever material is chosen, it has to be in a form that astronauts can handle in their bulky gloves and apply with tools that will work in space. Short says this raises a whole host of other questions.
Astronauts, to be effective, have to have a hard point that they can hold on to, push off from. So if somebody pushes on the front of a wing and doesn't have anything else holding on behind them, they'll move backwards. So if you're on orbit, can't get to the space station, we'll have to come up with concepts that allow astronauts to get to some of these other locations, even if it means having some extensions or improvements to what the current hardware on the shuttle is.
Each part of this repair requirement is a big challenge. Professor Diefendorf says it will take a lot of time to figure out if these promising ideas can actually work.
Let me say, all of these things are at the conceptual idea stage, and all the details of exactly how do you do it, and also how well does it really work under a reentry condition, hasn't been checked.
So Diefendorf says if NASA intends to have shuttles flying again in 6 to 9 months, just this one task, developing a repair system for reinforced carbon-carbon, will require an all-out effort. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.